It's a schuss and an honor to be here today, Chevra. We're gonna learn the sugya of drinking on Purim. It's a very jam-packed sugya. Okay, we're gonna make it interactive. The key, obviously, is that we master everything we learn, like everything we do. And just to reiterate what we said in pre-shir, because some of the oilam wasn't there, obviously taking care of the Purim stuff, and you have a good excuse. You don't really? Just joking. But what we said in pre-shir was that Purim is a big day, and tomorrow, right now it's time, is Esther. It's actually a fast of Simcha. It's not, that's why we're actually more makel in this fast than other fasts. It's a fast of Simcha. Esther and Klal Yisrael fasted, and Baruch Hashem, they wanted to annihilate us. Haman, who was from Amalek, wanted to annihilate us, and still, they weren't able to. Hashem is always with us, Baruch Hashem. We see that throughout all of history. But what we said was that when we have, what we said in pre-shir, just a big yisod, I'm going to do it also, God willing. I know I sometimes say things, I don't do it. But what I said was everyone should sit down with themselves for 20 minutes and sit down, you know, write down certain tefillahs, certain things we want. We all have things we want. We all have things we want to be better in. Just sit down and do it. Okay? 20 minutes is a long time. One guy asked me if you could do 19. If you want to do 19, you want to do 18. Chai, great. Whatever you want to do, just sit down with yourself and get your tefillahs. You know, the Arizal says that Yom Kippur is Kippurim. Arizal says it Mefurish. So it's a big day. It's really a big day of tefillah, and we all have to work on it. But the more you prepare, the greater your day will be. Okay, here we go. The Gemara says like this, famous Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis, Omar Rava Mechayev Inish Lipsuya Braya Adelo Yada Ben Arahaman Lebarach Mordechai. Rava says that a person is Mechayev. The language of Mechayev is a very interesting language, but a person is Mechayev to be bosem abeparaya, to drink. Rashi says something very interesting, and right? Rashi says, lepsume lishtaker bayayin. Rashi says you should drink with yayin. So sometimes when I see this, I kind of erase the Rashi. Chas v'shalom, I love Rashi. I don't erase Rashi, I love Rashi. But lishtak, he says yayin, so I try to drink a little yayin, or I do shemoy kohen with the other bakrim. I happen to like booze, because I don't like wine so much. But Rashi says, I remember one Suda, I was screaming, Lishtaga b'yayin, Lishtaga b'yayin. So if you want to call me out of the Suda, that's okay, I'll take Musser, that's fine. But it's the idea of bringing Simcha, and the Gemara says, Vaita, Rabba Rav Zeira, Avdu Sudas Purim Bahadi Adodi. These two great, Rabba and Rav Zeira, they decided they were going to have Purim together. Ibsum, he got drunk. Kam Rabba Shachte L'Rav Zeira. Rabba came and he shechted. He literally killed Rav Zeira. It's not 100% clear if he killed him or not. There is.
They drink so much that it's like he almost died.
Almost killed him. Okay, if you want to do that, then you're kind of butchering the Gemara, but whatever. But no. I'm not saying that. But just a little. Sorry. No. It could be that. Sorry. Control myself. It could be that he didn't really die, but the Gemara seems a little strange. It seems like he really did. Lemacher boy rachme vechaye. The next day, he had rachamim, he davened Hashem, v'chaya, he was cured, he got back to life. L'shana amale, the next year he said, Nesi mar v'nevid sudas purim ba'adadi adadi. Let us go and make sudas purim together. So imagine that happened to you guys, right? Oh my God, get away from me. Amar le, lo. Bechol shayza v'shayza mizrachish nisa? Right? What? I'm going to rely on a miracle? So now, the Mefarshim, we're going to see it a little. I didn't bring so much down here. But the Mefarshim at length, there are different Rishonim that talk about at length. There's a very beautiful piece. This is a Gevaldik Sefer. I used to pound the Sefer. Right? T4, right? Hegyoni Halacha, written by Ramersky. Beautiful Sefer. They actually translated it into English for all the people that wanted to know it in English also. And he brings this down, right? Sometimes he had these farim that bring down all the Mar Makomos. Very nice. And he says that he groups up the different Rishonim of how they paskin. Now, if you would read this Gemara, what would you say?
Drink.
Should you drink or should you not drink?
Drink.
Not drink. Because if you're going to drink some, okay, but maybe someone should say...
The first line.
The first line says you're mechayev to drink. So which one is it? So how would you define it? Let's go on the side. Again, we don't have so much time because that's what happens. We have 15 minutes, Kemis Mincha. So we'll have to wrap it up a little. So what would it be the side we see from a Gemara that you should drink, like Gelb just said? Mechayev. A person is... You got it? Why are you telling me what's up? A mechayev, that a person is mechayev to drink. However, from the story, it seems that what?
That you should not drink.
That you should not drink. What would you say back to the story? Avi, what would you say back to the story? Don't be scared of the camera. Yeah, what would you say back to the story? What would we say from the story? Maybe it's, you're allowed to drink, but you can't drink so much that you'll kill someone.
No, because...
Everyone hear that?
I would assume that from being that that for you not to know the difference between the Arur Haman and the Baruch Mordechai,
that's intense.
The evil of Haman,
right.
And the good of Mordechai, that might suggest that you wouldn't know
right.
the evil of killing.
That's a little intense.
I mean,
okay, I hear what you're saying. So the Mefarshim explain there's a riff and there's a Baal Iter. They want to say there's a major machlokes. There's a machlokes between the Rishonim. How far do we take this Gemara? One Shita will say that you're not allowed to drink at all. We'll have to figure out how to work out Mechayev Inish. It's a good question. One Shita will say from this story, you're not allowed to drink at all. What's a Raya the opposite? Look how rich the Gemara is. What happened the next year? What happened the next year, Chevra? Did he invite him to another Purim Suda?
Yes.
So the fact that he invited him to another Purim Suda shows me what? That maybe there is a Chiyuv. You know, he said, listen, stay, get away from me, right? Rav Zera said to Rabbah, get away. Listen, you're going to kill me again? I'm not relying on miracles. But is there a chiyuv for Sudas Purim? Is there a chiyuv inish l'tsumi paraya de lo yada? Vad, yes. But for you, that goes too far, stay away from. Yeah, that's how some of the other Rishonim. The Rishonim that will say that there is a chiyuv to drink, will say what? Will say... Well, it depends how far, but even if it doesn't depend, it will say that for this guy, stay away from him. Fine. Now, a big shiloh that we have to figure out is what is the difference between every yontif and Sudas Purim? Okay, is Purim's like an interesting day. Because Purim, first of all, is like a lot of craziness that goes on in Purim. Baruch Hashem. But at the same time, there's no Isser Malacha. You're allowed to drive cars. You're allowed to, right? There's no Yontif per se. There's not a Yontif. It's not Yontif. But at the same time, it is a Yontif. Is it? So the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Halacha Yites, he's talking about, and then he goes to Chaf. He says, Kisha Adam Oichol V'Shoyse V'Sameach B'Rogel, Lo yimoshech b'yayin. If a person is eating and drinking on the regel, he should not have so much wine, ubischok ubkalos rosh, and he shouldn't have so much levity. Rather, kol misha yoshiv bazeh yarba b'mitzah simcha. So, we know. We learned the Gemara in Moed Katan. What did the Gemara say in Moed Katan? Are you allowed to get married on Yontif?
No,
why not? We saw a Tosis and Moed Katan Daf Yedalid that said maybe you'll be what? Mitzvahs, right? Mar b'simcha. B'simcha, maybe you're going to be osa mitzvahs chavilis. You're going to try to take so many mitzvahs, stop them all together, which is a problem, right? And it says, v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishlechos, this is a Gemara in Moed Katan. What about Purim? Can you get married on Purim?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Isn't there a mitzvah of simcha? What's the difference? Isn't there a mitzvah of simcha? So I'll tell you a gavaldik pshat. And they say, a lot of achronim say this pshat. I actually heard it from one of my rabbeim, Sachs. He says this pshat. Okay? Yeah? Sachs, what's up? So he says like this. Yeah? He says, yeah. Come. He says like this. Yeah? Simcha on yontif. Simcha on Yontif is a different simcha than on Purim. Simcha on Yontif is that there's v'samachta bechagecha. There's one of the Shalosh Regalim. And there's inherently simcha. There's be'etzem. In the day itself, there's simcha. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chesam, and Beis, Oh, we're almost up to that sugya about the different levels of simcha. You have to give your wife presents. You have to give your children egozos. You have to give them nuts. I know one really likes egozin so much. Maybe that means candy. Oh, but what do you mean? The kids, all they do all day is eat chachmanis and eat all that nash. So, oh, they're getting... No, but it's different. Why is it different? Well, why is it different? What's the difference? What's the difference here? The difference is that Simchas Yontif is be'etzem a din in the day. You don't need to do... Again, you have to have Basar V'yayin, and you need to have a Sudas Yontif, right? The Gemara tells us in Psochim, earlier in the Gemara, right? The idea of Sudas Yontif is a half-half. Is it for me? Is it for Hashem? Is it, right? All those different ideas. But there is an idea of Simcha. But the day inherently is what, Chevra? Is Simcha. What about Purim? Is there a din of Simcha on Purim? What would you say?
No.
No din of Simcha? You guys should all be upset tomorrow?
I think there's no inherent din of Simcha. You have to make Simcha.
Good.
Through Yayin.
Excellent. Comes along the Rishayim, comes along the Achrayim, and they say, the day of Purim is what? Is a day not of Simcha per se. But we do things to get to Simcha. When we have a Suda tomorrow, God willing, B'siyata D'shmaya, and we have a Suda, the Suda is not Simcha's Yontif. The Suda is an element. And if you don't believe me, look in the Rambam. The Rambam tells me, in Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav, Keitzad Chova Suda Zu. How do you have a mitzvah of the Suda of Yontif? Sheyoichol Bosar, you eat meat. The Yitkaking Suda Noe. Kifi Asher Timsa Yodo. You have a beautiful Suda. V'shose Yayin Acha Yishtaker V'yardein B'sichros. And then you go down, right? All the people that don't like drinking, they use this Rambam, they love the Rambam. You have to go to sleep, right? Okay, I hear it. The Rambam says it. I'm not here to argue the Rambam, right? But he's saying more than that. He's saying that the whole idea of Sudas Purim is to get to Simcha. So what Gel was just saying, Yontif is inherently Simcha dik. Yeah, you need to have a Sudas Simcha. But Purim? What's Purim? Purim is... You got to do things to get to Simcha. That's why I said, if you guys are not in a good mood, fake it. And you want to really be Simcha. But what does Simcha mean? Simcha means Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. If a person wants Simcha, and a person wants meaning in his life, and a person wants to really grow with the Ribbono Shel Olam, he needs Simcha. What does Simcha mean? Simcha doesn't mean levity and happiness. It means happiness. The word means happiness. But the Rambam writes that what is Simcha? Look at the Rambam. The Rambam tells us, you know what Simcha is? Look what he says. Ela Simcha sheyesh ba avodas yotzer hakol. Shenemar. Quotes a pasuk in Devar. Tachas asher lo avadas Hashem olokecha b'simcha b'tu leivov. You need to have Simcha. Our prerequisite to happiness with the Ribbono Shel Olam is to be happy with Hashem. And the whole idea of, again, Simcha on Purim is to get to the Simcha. Simcha on Yontif is to, it's inherently there. So now, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? And what should we do? What should we do? The Shulchan Aruch paskin, or Chayim, Tofrei Tzadi Hei, Sef Beis, Chayiv Inish Lipsume Bipraya Adelo Yada Ben Arahaman Liborach Mordechai. A person is Chayiv to get drunk. V'yesh Omrim. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, De'ein Sarech Lishtaker Kolkach. You don't really need to get so drunk. Elo Sheyishta Yoser Milimudo V'yashen. Rather, what should you do? You should get drunk more than you usually do. Right, so the guys that get drunk all the time have a good field day with this one, right? Umitoch sheyoshen, and then go to sleep. Umitoch sheyoshen, eini yodea. When you go to sleep, eini yodea ben arahaman levarach Mordechai. And then he says, ve'echad hamarbe, ve'echad hamame, ubilvad sheyichave libo l'shamayim. Whether you do it a lot, or whether you do it a little, the main goal is that you're able to mechavin libo b'shamayim, that we want to get to the level of sheyichavin libo b'shamayim, That's the whole essence. So a person, oh, Rav, what should I do? Again, I'm not going to paskin for you. But you need to get yourself into a zone that you're able to get to this level. Ubilvad sheyichavin libo l'shamayim.
Until you pass out.
So some people will be till they pass out. Some people will be when they go to sleep. Again, you have to know yourself. A lot of things in life, which we've spoken a lot about, is to know yourself. Know that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, but you have to know yourself also. If you know you're going to get really sick, control. Ask a guy that's not going to get so drunk. Help me. Help watch me. Tell me if I'm really going too far. But again, the whole Kavana of Sudas Purim is not just, you know, some crazy party. That's not what it's about. Because we live in this world not just for physicality. There is a physicality of this world, obviously. But we're living in this world for spirituality. And if we're able, that's why we're doing all the mitzvahs, Mishloach Manos for Reyes, right? A machlokas between Trumas Hadeshen and Manos Alevi. Trumas Hadeshen says that what? We said yesterday, Trumas Hadeshen says that it's for the Suda. And Manos Alevi, or Shlomo Alkva, says that it's to bring Reyes and all the different nafkaminas of Chassam Sofer, Ayin Shum. However, the whole idea of Purim, and that's why I stressed in the beginning of the Shir, is to think about, prepare. Where am I going with myself? Where am I holding? Is Hashem really part of my life? Is Hashem really is it really a part of my life? Or is it just, okay, Hashem, what's up? I see you, I daven to you a little. Hey, what's up, Hashem? Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Or do we take a Purim experience and bring it into our lives? Because why? Ubilvad sheyichavel libo l'shamayim. If we all prepare today in Tainus Esther, it's a day of tshuva. Every Tainus is a day of tshuva. Klal Yisrael was going to be annihilated. Right? Haman was going to wipe us out. We weren't going to make it. Esther stepped in with Mordechai and Klal Yisrael, and our lives were saved. Right? Facts! Facts! This is not like, oh, I'm nice boba mice. These are facts. These are real stories. And it happened again and again and again. Right? Not so long ago, the Holocaust, 70, 80 years ago. They want to destroy us and annihilate us. The nations of the world want us out of this world. Why do they want us out of this world? Because Hitler, Yachshmil, wrote, I didn't read it, but I saw the Cliff Notes about it in Mein Kampf, or I heard someone talk about it, that he knew that Jews represented meaning. And he didn't want meaning in this world. We bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into the world. Now we have the ability to bring Hashem, as we always do, to bring Hashem into our lives. That's what we've been doing the whole year. Through our Limud HaTorah, through our davening, thinking about what we could do better, working on our character traits, trying to be a better person, trying to understand Hashem's Torah, trying to do more mitzvahs, trying to do chesed, not just doing chesed for myself, but doing it for someone else. And that is the whole goal. The whole goal of life is to get the Ribbono Shel Olam and bring him into your life. Let us have an awesome Purim. Let's dive in hard. Let's prepare. Prepare. 20 minutes. Sit down with yourself. You want to go 15 minutes. It's not a time limit. You only have 5 minutes. Just sit down with yourself and tell yourself, where do you want to go? How do you want your Purim to look? And if you do that, it will be a meaningful Purim. And it will be a Purim that you could bring into your whole rest of the year. Everyone should have a geshmak of Purim.